Welcome to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself one thought at a time. Join your host, Lynn Crocker, and her guests as they demystify your brain's processes and help you understand how your thoughts create your reality and how you can use this awareness to change your life from the inside out.
Hi, and welcome to Create Your Reality. I'm your host, Lynn Crocker. So today I have the great pleasure of speaking with Dr. Robert Martinez about the relationship between regular chiropractic care and overall wellness. Dr. Martinez has been in practice for 26 years. He was a four-term president of the Santa Clara County Chiropractic Society and was voted by his colleagues Doctor of the Year four times. He is active on many local boards, volunteers for various nonprofits, but most important to me, he has been my chiropractor and my partner in my wellness regime for over 10 years. I definitely meditate, exercise, and focus on proper nutrition, but I also credit the work that we've done together with my overall sense of well-being and ability to stay positive and happy. So without further ado, let me go ahead and welcome him to the show. Hi, Dr. Martinez. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, hello, Lynn.
So, as I said in the intro, today we're going to talk about the relationship between chiropractic care and overall wellness. But before we get there, give listeners a background on what chiropractic is.
Well, absolutely. Before we start, too, Lynn, I've had the wonderful privilege of knowing you for, gosh, over 10 years.
Yeah.
And literally, for those of you who haven't had the privilege of meeting Lynn, you'll soon find out that she is really the most interesting, loving, enlightened, and truly joyful persons I've ever had the privilege to know and to work with. So, Lynn, you are the real deal. So I think, your listeners are really privileged, to have the information and the wealth of resources that you provide them. So
that's wonderful.
Something that I wanted to make sure I shared with you and your listeners because, as a coach, you never really know, is this person walking their talk? And I got to tell you, Lynn does. I've known her for, 10 years, and even under the worst of circumstances when you've been stressed, you still have kindness in your heart, a joy in your walk, and a smile for everybody that you meet. And that truly is a litmus test is, are we working on ourselves and have we hit a point where we're maybe not finished, but we've got to that point where we can handle stress. So this is a very great, very good topic to talk with you about because you've had some real personal experience with it. And to your credit, you've really, I think, conquered it.
Thank you. And that is, yes, absolutely. Again, for listeners, as Dr. Martinez said, I've been going to him for 10 years. I know I've put in the work, but I credit the work that we've done together with the adjustments and him helping to keep my nervous system running sharp so I can process a lot of the stresses and the things that we're going to talk about. So thank you so much for that. That was very sweet and unexpected.
Well, to answer your question, to get an understanding overview of what chiropractic is, I think Thomas Edison put it really well in that he's quoted with saying, the doctor of the future will give no medicine, but instead interest their patients in the care of the human frame and into the cause and prevention of disease. So I think that's a nice definition, from Thomas Edison. And so first and foremost, chiropractic is a really by choice a drug-free art and natural healing science. And I think a lot of confusion comes in because there really are two really different types of chiropractors that people can choose to go to. And unfortunately, sometimes they don't know they're making that choice. It's much like there's two main types of dentists that people can go to. There's a traditional dentist and there's also an orthodontist. Well, they're both dentists, but they do different things. So in chiropractic, there's really two main types of chiropractic doctors. There's one that's what most people are familiar with, and that's the symptom relief chiropractor. They've limited their practice, to musculoskeletal conditions like headaches, neck aches, and back aches. And, they do a great job in that realm. So it's a natural drug-free approach to getting short-term pain amelioration. And this is the type that, most Americans kind of want a short-term quick fix. So, they kind of lean in that direction. So this is the one type, and they do great work. I've even practiced that way briefly in my earlier years of chiropractic. But there's another type of chiropractor, which is what we call the full-body health and wellness chiropractor. And this is the very, very traditional chiropractor, or a philosophical, or sometimes called a principled chiropractor. And this type of chiropractic is really based on a understanding or belief and adherence to this concept of what we call universal intelligence, that we believe and understand that there's this large intelligence in the universe that is gives us properties to all living beings and all living things. Native Americans called it the Great Spirit. Others may call it, the secret. You know, others, Star Wars, they'd call it the Force. But in every culture, in every land, they have a different name for this thing that's difficult to describe. But I think we all intuitively understand it, that there's something greater out there. It's not random, that there's laws of the universe. Mm-hmm. There's laws, there's forces, there's things out there that govern the existence. Mm-hmm. And then when we internalize that universal intelligence, in chiropractic we call this innate intelligence. And again, these aren't chiropractic principles, mm-hmm. but they're things that chiropractic science is based on, that there's this manifestation of this universal intelligence or God or force out there that we can tap into. And then when that internalization of that is something called innate intelligence, mm-hmm. this might be called nature, nurture, inborn intelligence. Scientists might call it, homeostasis. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of names, again, for this idea. But the interesting thing is that this innate intelligence flows through our body. Mm-hmm. And it largely flows through our body in terms of nerve impulses. Mm-hmm. And these nerve impulses or brain signals literally are electrical, chemical signals that flow from our brain that regulates and all the functions of our body, gives us energy, and keeps us alive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the really core principle under which, whole body wellness chiropractors are very traditional chiropractors practice.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, these aren't really airy-fairy new age ideas. These are actually scientific principles.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we actually define in Western medicine life as the electrical chemical signals that are flowing through our body. In fact, if you've visited a hospital, you'll see a monitor, and on top of that monitor, you'll see the heart rate being monitored, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then below that, you'll see another very important signal that they're measuring in the brain, which is neuroelectrical chemical signals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that heart can stop, and that will cause a code.
Right.
And they come in, and we can restart your heart. But that other line that's bound there, the electrical chemical signals that are flowing through your brain to the rest of your body,
mm-hmm.
gosh, when that line drops down, that is a clinical definition of death in this country.
Wow.
Now, very few people have come back from that, except for the handful that have appeared on the Oprah show.
Yeah.
But, we can stop the heart and start it and give you a new heart. And so we're a very blood-based, heart-based society when it comes to organized medicine. But what we neglect to really get a handle on is the fact that what's most important is those nerve signals,
mm-hmm.
those mental impulses that course through our body that animate us and give us life
mm-hmm.
itself, literally a sense of who we are and what we become. If you want to see what can happen when even just a portion of those nerve impulses are blocked off, visit someone who's had a stroke,
mm-hmm.
a very severe stroke.
Mm-hmm.
That's done damage mm-hmm. to their portions of their, large portions of their brain.
Yeah.
They're still alive, but they may not know who they are or speak or be able to walk or talk or move. So now we have a partial blockage of these neurochemical signals within the brain. So again, here's the link to chiropractic and the spine in that there can be blockages, not necessarily in the brain, but an extension of the brain, which is the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And when these nerve impulses or mental signals coming from the brain coursing down through your spinal cord, now they exit through the holes to the side of your neck and back
mm-hmm.
or your spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
Now these nerve signals or the nerve themselves are exposed. They're no longer protected by the brain or no longer protected by the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
Now they become exposed and they're sensitive and they can be choked or irritated by a misalignment of the vertebra. And then when we have these choked off nerve impulses, then wherever those nerves go, whether it be an organ or a gland or a muscle, that is compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting part is that all the signals coming from our muscles, our glands, and our organs going back up through the spinal cord, back up to the brain, can be compromised as well.
Wow.
And this is never a healthy condition, and it causes stress. So it's really important to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, for your listeners, because don't do this if you're driving,
yeah.
but if you would put your right hand up and put your palm facing away from yourself with your other hand, literally grab two fingers and squeeze them as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So what's occurring right now if you're doing this is the signals from your brain, the neurochemical signals are literally coursing from your brain
mm-hmm.
through your neck, out through your shoulder, down your arm, into your fingers and hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a lot of power there. You should be able to squeeze rather strongly,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel it on your fingers. Now you can relax, you know, open up your hand again, palm out. Now what you'll want to do with that hand that's still facing forward, palm forward, is drop your fingers and hands so that your wrist is bent about a 90-degree angle. Just let it drop.
Mm-hmm.
It should bend just a little slightly below 90 degrees. And that shouldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done there is we've taken the carpal bones, there's actually 8 of them, and we've actually put pressure from those bones on the nerves that are coming through your wrists.
Hmm.
So now the nerve signals and the mental signals going from the brain through the neck, through the arm to the hands are now compromised. Very much so, although you don't feel pain. This is the interesting
mm-hmm.
part about this, is you won't feel pain there. At least you shouldn't, unless you have carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Now, with a wrist still in this position, bent at about a 90-degree angle, now take your same 2 fingers and try to squeeze them as hard as you can. So you can go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
And what you'll notice is that it's very weak. And now we have a weakened signaling going
uh-huh.
from the brain to those muscles that actually literally control that function. So this is an example of what something we call subluxations in your wrist. But most subluxations occur in your spine. So when that same phenomena occurs in your spine, all the nerves that exit out of that portion of the spine, say going to your liver, to your lung, back up to your brain, or to a muscle, are now compromised in the same way. It may not hurt, but it's now compromising the nerve signaling back and forth from your brain to your body and from your body to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is always an unhealthy condition. And I actually really love that term because we give this scientific term a name called subluxation.
Uh-huh.
And that term was actually coined, you know, at the turn of the century by a minister, of course. And so at this time, they didn't really fully understand the functioning of the nerve chemical signaling through the spinal cord or the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought that which has to animate and control the body must be divine or divine light.
Uh-huh.
So that term literally means below, sub, Latin,
uh-huh.
and luxation, divine light, or less than divine light flowing through the body. So,
wow.
So it's a very elegant term,
yeah.
a very poetic term. And it's actually come full circle because now we do know through a lot of extra scientific investigation that there in fact is more than just electrical chemical signals flowing through our spinal cord and our brain. There is very strong evidence of light, like fiber optic type light
mm-hmm.
flowing through our nervous system. And very interestingly enough, even a wave, a form of a sound wave flowing through our nervous system on our nerves,
mm-hmm.
which is quite interesting because these two forms of transmission explain a lot of phenomena that we can't otherwise explain if we just limit ourselves to this understanding that it's just an electrical chemical signal.
Yeah.
It's much more than that. It's actually a light signal as well as a wave form of energy. Which can travel long distances unimpeded.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually travel outside of our body, as light does.
Hmm.
And it explains a phenomena that we have not been able to explain because we now know that if it was strictly nerve impulses,
mm-hmm.
you know, our spinal cord would have to be as large as a softball and it's only 1/2 inch.
Uh-huh.
And also, if it was just electrical chemical signaling, we would move like robots. We'd move way too slow.
Uh-huh.
So this has been a mystery, since we discovered nerve impulses,
yeah.
Since the 1950s.
Hmm.
And only recently have we been able to discover through a high-powered MRI that there, in fact, are more things going on which can encode more information,
mm-hmm.
Waves, amplitude, and frequency, you know, light impulses. So we can transmit a lot of information in a very small space with wave energy and with light energy. So it's really a fascinating discovery that, you know, and it can explain some of the phenomena that we've all experienced.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's even in our language, Lynn, when we say, oh, that person gives me a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're actually literally, mm-hmm. your nervous system is now being uptaking that information
mm-hmm.
Through your environment, through your nervous system to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also may explain why we kind of like rhythmic drumming, you know,
mm-hmm.
that it just kind of makes you
yeah.
feel good. puts me in a good mood. Mm-hmm. That's why music is perhaps so important, why rhythmic music is so important to us, because it really does feed our nervous system. So it's really quite interesting phenomenon. We're discovering more and more about how important our nervous system is and how it's really not even just limited to our physical being. So this is, I think, quite exciting for human interactions and health. This is that's why that becomes so important. But I hope that helps that understanding that there is flow of energy literally that comes from our organs and our bodies and our muscles back up to our brain. And the two are really interdependent on each other. In fact, I my favorite shoe company is ASICS, and there's a reason for it, and that's because most people don't know this, but ASICS is actually an acronym, a Latin acronym. ASICS stands for, in Latin, Anima Sona in Corpore Sono, which literally translates a healthy mind and soul in a healthy body. And I would add that it's really a healthy mind and soul that fosters development of a healthy body. And a healthy body fosters development of a healthy mind and soul. So this is really an important understanding when it comes to health and well-being and our nervous system, which kind of brings me back to the question you asked, which is, well, how is this important in managing stress and depression and anxiety? So, and really to really fully develop that question and a more appropriate answer for your listeners is to, one, understand that these are really critical things. Stress, anxiety, and depression, you know, by the Mayo Clinic, by Tufts University, and others have estimated that perhaps 80% of physician visits in the United States are due to stress, anxiety, and depression. And so I don't, so I don't want that stat to just kind of waft over you and go away. Next time you drive by a hospital or trying to find a parking place in a hospital parking lot, go, gosh, wouldn't it be nice if 80% of these cars weren't even here? So, So, because that's what you should think about when you're, when we think of these things, like, my gosh, you know, this understanding, if we could get a handle on what's causing stress and anxiety and depression, we would solve the healthcare crisis in this country. Literally, we could eliminate 80% of physician visits. You know, our healthcare crisis would not exist. So this is something not to be taken lightly. It is the problem. So it's important to have an understanding, I believe, in what really stress, anxiety, and depression are neurologically, because they are nerve phenomena. And I guess a really good way to think about this would be on a spectrum. One side of the spectrum being what we call fight or flight or faint, where your body's really stressed, where things are happening. You're either trying to get away from the tiger or slay the tiger. That's the fight or flight or faint response. That's one side. And we call this the sympathetic side of your nervous system, where you're kind of redlining, if you will. And then there's the exact opposite, way down the hallway there, is the exact opposite side of your nervous system, which is the parasympathetic side. This is the side with the kumbaya, the meditation side of your nervous system. It's when you're holding a baby and you have this loving feeling. It's watching a sunset. It's deep, deep sleep. It's a lot of things where you go when you meditate, as I mentioned. So these are polar opposites, and it's really important to understand you cannot – and one is, by the way, when you're in stress, when you're in fight or flight, your body's in a destructive state. And when you're in the kumbaya parasympathetic state, your body's in the recharging and rebuilding state. It's in the loving state. And so you cannot be in both locations at the same time.
Very true.
One is exclusive of the other. So you can't be in a loving, restoring, soulful place and being in a stress place at the same time. In the same time, you can't be in the stressed out, overworked, depressed state in this and at the healthy state at the same time. So there are two physically and chemically and different extremes along the same spectrum. So, and I'm not here to tell you that we, because healthy living doesn't necessarily mean sitting in a corner meditating, feeling great all day. That's not, you know, that's not reality. It's not really life. But at the same time, we don't want to be in a destructive phase. So a healthy understanding of stress and anxiety and depression is that it is actually very adaptive for our body to do certain things neurologically, to shift into what we call a fight or flight neurologic status. things happen over here that are actually we view in organized medicine as wrong, bad, and destructive, mm-hmm. but they are not necessarily. They're actually intelligent. And let me explain that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're chasing down something or having to slay something or accomplish something really great, and we'll use a kind of a that example, you know, that slaying the tiger or running away from the tiger. It makes sense that if you're in that circumstance, your body is going to do what, you know, using your universal intelligence and innate intelligence, well, you want more blood flowing mm-hmm. with high pressure into your muscles and into your
mm-hmm.
brain.
Mm-hmm.
So your body's going to kick up the blood pressure. And also during this circumstance, gosh, you'd want more energy, right? So,
mm-hmm.
gosh, let's kick in some more sugar and let's
yeah.
definitely kick in some fat because fat is amazingly
mm-hmm.
good energy for our bodies to burn.
Mm-hmm.
So the body intelligently will dump in more fat and actually more sugar into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we need to be really reactive. So adrenaline is going to kick in here too. That,
mm-hmm.
that there's not those chemicals being dumped into our nervous system or into our blood system via the nervous system that make us hyper and hyperactive and jumpy and reactive, which is a really intelligent thing for our bodies to do in
mm-hmm.
this circumstance. So now what we described is what Western medicine might call a very unhealthy state.
Mm-hmm.
We have high blood pressure. We have mm-hmm. high cholesterol. We have high lipids. We
mm-hmm.
have high sugar. But yet this is very adaptive. This is actually
mm-hmm.
an intelligent thing or way for the body react to its environment.
Mm-hmm.
But now when we slay that dragon or that
yeah.
tiger or accomplish that end,
mm-hmm.
we actually achieve something, hit the goal or get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Our nervous systems should automatically and take us back into
mm-hmm.
the parasympathetic side, not the sympathetic, but the opposite side.
Right.
Well, now we can relax. We say,
mm-hmm.
okay, I've accomplished that. That's done. Check.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can relax. Now I can really fully restore and recuperate. Now the body will automatically, if it's nourished properly and
mm-hmm.
if there's no nerve interference, we'll neurologically shift to this very wonderful state of relaxation, of deep sleep,
mm-hmm.
Where now it's going to rebuild and regenerate. The chemicals of stress, you know, are now metabolized and burnt off.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar is burnt off. The fat and lipids are all burnt off through exercise, and the body normalizes, and the blood pressure goes back down to normal, in fact, even lower.
Mm-hmm.
That's the normal dance of a human being who's really achieving and integrated into life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So that's that shift, I call it. It's that neurologic shift where you go from full-out achievement, full-out engagement in life and in circumstances, which can be stressful, but it's not necessarily bad stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you accomplish what you need to accomplish or at least get away from that entity to pick it up later, not avoidance,
mm-hmm.
But setting aside, and then your body neurologically shifts to the other side, well, then you restore and recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
This is what should happen in deep sleep or naps and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the dance, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of a healthy human being,
mm-hmm.
is that they're be able to neurologically shift from one extreme to the other. Unfortunately, in modern living, though, we find ourselves stuck.
Right.
We don't ever get away. We've never said, okay, I've accomplished this.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of stuck in a stress state.
Mm-hmm.
So the body isn't dumb. It's not stupid. What it does is, well, help you adapt.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's why we get all these things, you know, the cholesterol, the high
right.
blood pressure, the lipids,
mm-hmm.
The unwanted chemicals in our system. They're not necessarily bad things, but they're bad if they stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
So here's the part. The body isn't necessarily stupid or
mm-hmm.
dumb, but we make some less than optimal choices or
mm-hmm.
some choices to stay in that circumstance.
Uh-huh.
So that's where looking at causes versus symptoms. So if we
mm-hmm.
chemically lower these chemicals, yet we don't do anything with our body
mm-hmm.
differently, then we can drop cholesterol, we can drop blood pressure, we can do that chemically from
right.
the outside using medicines and other chemicals,
mm-hmm.
some which can be quite destructive
mm-hmm.
And have serious side effects. We can do that. But that approach isn't really getting at the cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they really are. Even the doctors prescribing these will tell people, honestly, you know, these are just temporary measures. These are emergency
mm-hmm.
measures until you can figure out how to get this handled naturally. A lot of people perceive this big conflict between, you know, chiropractic doctors and medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And really, quite frankly, we're on the same page.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They're in agreement with us. You know, we all agree with this, that chemical intervention should, one, be a last resort,
mm-hmm.
and secondly, it shouldn't be the solution. It's just a temporary emergency procedure until you figure out the real cause of the problems and address those. Because if we depend on just, you know, treating things chemically without changing our attitudes and our beliefs and our physicality around these circumstances, it will never ultimately get better. And I think this is really why we're seeing the fact that we have more chemicals, we have more statins, we have more medicines and drugs than ever before, mm-hmm. yet people are still dropping dead of stroke and heart disease mm-hmm. at a higher rate than ever before.
Yeah.
So I think it's really critical that we really kind of step back and say, well, you know, well, gosh, you know, what really is that cause here? You know, mm-hmm. what is the causing me to be stuck in this circumstances where my body's keeping it doing these things, you know, mm-hmm. dumping these chemicals into my blood system? So that's really an important step, but that does require responsibility.
Yeah, right.
It's a notion that, you know, I'm responsible for my health, mm-hmm. I'm responsible for my thoughts, and I'm responsible for my actions. Mm-hmm. So this is an understanding that something that if you really can get your head around, it really is empowering. Mm-hmm. It's empowering to say, gosh, you know, I am at cause and I am at effect. Mm-hmm. So, and where chiropractic plays into this is that you can have these misalignments of your vertebra anywhere along your spinal column that cause stress on your nervous system and will not allow you to effectively shift mm-hmm. into a full recovery state. And this is oftentimes why people don't sleep fully well at night. And
right.
again, 90% of healing occurs at night while you're in deep sleep. So mm-hmm. if you get not getting that deep sleep, your body's not fully recovering. You get run down over time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really one of those critical missing components of people who are really after optimal health. Sometimes like, gosh, I'm exercising, I'm dieting,
mm-hmm.
I'm reasonably watching my stress levels, but yet I'm not really fully 100%. So for these people, it is a great idea to come
yeah.
in and get checked, you know,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that they are, in fact, flowing properly,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they have
yeah.
good nerve flow
yeah.
from their spinal cord back up to their brain and from their brain back to
mm-hmm.
the rest of their body. And this explains why, gosh, you know, almost, well, every professional basketball, football, soccer team
mm-hmm.
has a team chiropractor
mm-hmm.
that, you know, because they need to operate at near 100%. One of the books I just finished reading was Rebecca Halstead, General Rebecca Halstead.
Uh-huh.
She is the highest ranking female Army officer who has the distinction of being the first female general that led
mm-hmm.
combat units in the Iraq War.
Wow.
So you might imagine
yeah.
this woman had a lot of stress.
yeah.
And yet, like most Americans, she had to resort to, you know, chemical intervention because it was really having a terrible toll on her body
mm-hmm.
and her mind. And when she was called back up to active duty, smartly, the U.S. Army will not let someone who's on medications
mm-hmm.
lead in
yeah.
combat roles.
Mm-hmm.
So she turned to chiropractic care, and the chiropractic care allowed her to function normally again.
Wow.
She was able to regain her energy, her vitality, her cognitive skills, and yes, her physical skills
mm-hmm.
to the point where she could lead as a brigadier general in the U.S. Army and did so with great distinction, and she only recently retired. But she has an amazing book that I'll really recommend. It's called The First Person You Must Lead Is You.
Oh, I love the title, yeah.
Yes, and she actually dedicates several pages to, you know, crediting her chiropractic care
mm-hmm.
with allowing her to lead effectively for many years in her combat role
mm-hmm.
as a brigadier general.
That's,
so,
yeah.
But, you know, you don't have to be a brigadier general to have that much stress.
No, not at all.
So,
no, not especially.
Modern living, you know, modern living can do that.
Yeah.
And it really is one of those things that many people don't, as you pointed out, have a full understanding of
mm-hmm.
how powerful this very traditional form of chiropractic care can be.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes there's even a misunderstanding, you know,
mm-hmm.
from casual outside observers
mm-hmm.
That say, well, gosh, once you go to a chiropractor, you have to always go.
Okay.
So, something like some kind of dependency, or they don't ever fix anything.
Yeah.
I could understand that. I mean, that
yeah.
was my understanding before I ever visited a chiropractor, because
mm-hmm.
I really didn't want to visit a chiropractor because I wanted to get my headache things fixed. I didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't interested in having all these visits to somebody who wasn't going to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely understand that that misconception, because from a casual outside observer, it really does look that way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, you can look at someone going to the gym and say, oh my gosh, you know, I don't ever want to go to the gym because, gosh, those people go there all the time.
You got to keep going to stay in shape. It's horrible.
Going. What's with that? You know?
Yeah.
Come on now. You went to the gym at least, what, 3 months now? Come on. Shouldn't
you
be able to stop? I wish it was true. I mean, I wish we could do that. You go to the gym 4 months, maybe just 1 year and say, hey, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good for the rest of my life. I went a whole year, didn't miss one workout. I'm good for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I wish it were that. I wish it were that simple. But again, you know, same thing with a yoga practice or a meditation practice. Like, well, I don't want to start meditating. Those people do that all the time.
Right. I'll become addicted to it.
Right. So, but once you understand what yoga, what meditation, what workouts are all about, or coaching for that matter, what coaching is all about, it's not a have to or dependency. It's a get to.
Right.
And people choose to do those things because of the results it yields in their life. For a wellness traditional whole body wellness chiropractor, you know, it's a choice. You know, I never, the last thing I would ever want to do is create some type of dependency. In fact, if you know me, it's the exact opposite. You know, this is why we're, you know, constantly talking about, as you know, Thomas Edison indicated, you know, the care of the human frame and the cause and prevention of disease. So this is why a traditional chiropractic doctor will actually instruct their patients in diet, exercise, and nutrition, and gosh, positive thought. You know, it never, I would never neglect to make sure that patients are acting in accordance with positive thinking and action. So those become very important things for our overall health and our nervous system. They really are. In fact, I have an assignment, actually a couple assignments for your listeners.
Oh, great.
And one is to go to a memorial service. So, oftentimes, you know, success coaches tell you, you know, hang out with successful people and, you know, crash a seminar or meetings where successful people hang out. Well, I'm asking you to crash or respectfully crash a memorial service. And the reason I say this is because I have recently attended a memorial service, but listen to what is said. Because, you know, as Covey says, begin with the end in mind. And I know he wasn't thinking about the end of life, but, but that's probably the ultimate end, at least for some people. That's really, I think, a good exercise, especially this time of year as you start to set goals or, you know, continue to achieve your goals, is please sit through and earnestly and respectfully listen to what is being said about the person that is just deceased. They will not say, oh, gosh, you know, Mary had so many wonderful cars and a beautiful house. They are not going to talk. At the end of your life, people will not talk about the things that you had in your life. What they will talk about is what mark you left on their life, what kindness you extended to them, what joy you spread to them, what things you did that made them feel and others feel honored and respected. So, you know, the assignment is for that, to kind of take a look and think, you know, retrospectively, like, well, you know, what will be said at the end of my time here on earth? You know, and what am I here to do? And I think when all is said and done, if you really earnestly do this exercise, that you'll walk away saying, you know, I'm doing a lot of things in my daily life that really aren't that important. I think they are, but they really aren't. And this allows us to get more clarity about, you know, what perhaps we want to focus in on and, you know, developing different habits around that. In fact, if your listeners haven't done so, listening to James Clear on his Mastering Your Habits, I think it was in your October podcast.
Yeah.
They didn't have an opportunity to listen to it. They should probably listen to that. Or if they haven't listened to it for a while, now's a really good time to re-listen to that. So,
great. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's such amazing wisdom around goals because, you know, as he said in his podcast, focus on habits, you know, on small ones.
Right.
So assignment number one, go to a memorial service, get a gut check and a reality check to kind of redirect, you know, your priorities in life. And that'll do a lot to diminish your stress and get refocused on what really is important. And the second one is to make your bed tomorrow morning. So, and it sounds silly, but it's an example of what James was talking about is, you know, it's a habit. It's a simple habit. It's something that's very easy to do. You just get up, pull those sheets. What? It's 10 seconds. Pull the sheets up and then tell yourself, congratulations. So, so it's amazing because you start your day with first gratitude that you had, you know, you have a bed. And you got to lay down. I mean, my gosh, gratitude right away.
Right.
And then that you have accomplished something that you've declared to yourself to be, I have integrity with myself. I said that I would make my bed every morning, and I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've already accomplished integrity with yourself. You've
right.
declared that I am a bed maker
mm-hmm.
and that I can count on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've accomplished both those things within 10 seconds of being awake.
Mm-hmm.
You've expressed a little bit of gratitude that you're alive, that you have a bed, that you were able to lay down last
mm-hmm.
night, and that now you've accomplished something. You've done something very simple, very effective, and now you have integrity with yourself 10 seconds into your day. So it's just kind of an analogy that, God, if I can do that, I can do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you make these small habits, it becomes part of you, part of who you are. I'm a person
right.
of integrity. When I say I'm going to do something, I do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of slowly rolls into other aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a wonderful thing, especially this time of year, you know, making declarations about what the type of person you are
right.
and that you're willing to follow through with actions. So
mm-hmm.
don't make it so difficult on yourself as have these grandiose, you know, goals of I'm going to lose 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Might be better to say, you know, I'm an exerciser
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to walk 10 minutes every morning.
Right.
And then have integrity with yourself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, you know, gosh, that wasn't so difficult. I'm going to do that 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, build like you would build muscles or build
mm-hmm.
anything or any skill that you have. You build those skills around your habits
mm-hmm.
and then voila.
Yeah.
You have a different life.
Yeah.
But it's really, I think, a great words of wisdom from James Clear on that. So those are, you know, two of, you know, my absolute recommendations
mm-hmm.
From having, I hope, heard this, and I hope you'll be motivated and stimulated by that memorial service to know that you matter, you count,
mm-hmm.
And people count on you and care for you in ways you can almost never fully understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are a couple of great assignments. We've talked before about the bed-making one, and I think about that when I'm making my bed in the morning, too, just what you said. It's my first commitment that I keep for myself every day, you know, to prove to myself that I can keep my commitments. But, yeah, going to memorial service, that's very interesting. Like you're saying, to really hear what people are saying about the deceased person and then thinking in terms of what I want people to say about me when I'm gone and the impact that I want to leave. So, thank you so much for sharing all that.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Yeah. So for listeners, I hope you do seek out a chiropractor. As I said in the beginning, our working together is definitely helps me to keep my thoughts positive, to keep myself in that happy place, to vibrate the energy that I want to vibrate, and to be the person I want to be. I know is largely based on chiropractic care, of course, nutrition, meditation, and all the things, exercise, the things that I do in conjunction with that. But it's foundational. So listeners out there, find a local chiropractic. If you're local here in the local area, Dr. Martinez, how can people come and see you?
Oh, that one of the best ways is they can actually visit our website, and it's www.drrobert.com. And there's a wealth of resources on our website, as well as a link to your website and podcast. Because I believe so strongly in the quality of the information that you provide and the inspiration as well. But that would be the best way to check us out online. And, you know, if they'd like to make an appointment, they can absolutely just, there's a link right on there. And my
mm-hmm.
wonderful staff
mm-hmm.
will literally be happy to accommodate you and your schedule, because we realize people are busy. So we're here at 6:15 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
Bright and early,
mm-hmm.
And have lunch times to serve very busy people.
Yeah.
And we also have, you know, our workshops that I provide
mm-hmm.
here at the office as part of the care, as I mentioned, you know, for diet, exercise, and nutrition, really to help support people in their quest for higher levels of health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's to that point. Well, first of all, I can say, listeners, when you go into the office, it is always upbeat, always happy. And as you're saying, Dr. Martinez, you have a lot of other resources because you do look at that overall wellness. So the workshops, all the other things that you do, I mean, it just really, if I may compliment you, shows that you walk your talk also. You are also a great example of somebody that is living life to the fullest, doing their best to contribute to society and to help heal our society, because we are very, we're very ill, as you said.
Yeah.
And it's not the physical, it's the stress, the mental, everything that is causing the body to go awry and causing physical symptoms. So really, and I think you would agree that my opinion is by the time somebody's in pain, something has already gone seriously awry. So
yeah.
Don't wait till you're in pain. Don't wait till you have to go to a chiropractor. I suggest going before you have any kind of symptoms, just as, again, part of that overall wellness. And I was smiling when you were saying that the comment that people say, well, I don't want to start going to a chiropractor because then I'll have to go forever. And I've heard that too. And you made the couple of great points, and it's what I would say too. You know, you don't ever stop working out. You don't ever stop eating well. It's just an overall lifestyle.
Yes. And Lynn, I think those are really truly words of wisdom. And it, as you said, you know, it is better to do those things when you're at choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better to go into a dentist, you know, when you're feeling great,
mm-hmm.
get your teeth cleaned and get a check before there's major problems,
yeah.
versus waiting until there's a major mouth pain,
mm-hmm.
Because then it's a big fix, you know,
mm-hmm.
then those types of things are usually more expensive and more difficult, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes you won't, you know, regain your dental health up to 100% if you wait
yeah.
until there's symptoms.
Yeah, it is so true. You know, wellness care rather than sick care is just always the way to go, you know, that's for sure. You know, so you've given a lot of great information and insights on the show. You know, Dr. Martinez, do you have anything to add today?
I do, and it's this, and it's just a parting thought. That is, you know, be careful with your thoughts, for they become your words.
Yeah.
Manage and watch your words, for they become your actions. Consider and judge your actions, for they become your habits. Acknowledge and watch your habits, for they shall become your values. And understand and embrace your values, for they will become your destiny. I think it's a fitting way to you know, start this new year and kind of reevaluate your priorities and, you know, watch your thoughts to create a better destiny for you and the ones you love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's a perfect place to stop. Thank you so much for that. That is definitely one of my favorite quotes, and I'm really glad you shared it. So Dr. Martinez, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate you being on the show and sharing all this. It was really fun to finally interview you after all this time.
Yes, my pleasure as well, Lynn.
So that wraps up today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, subscribe now so that you never miss an episode. Also, be sure to check out my website, createyourrealitytoday.com. Remember to create the reality you want, one thought at a time.
You've been listening to Create Your Reality, the show that empowers you with information on how to drive your brain and create a more purposeful, joyful, and fulfilling life for yourself, one thought at a time. Never miss an episode. Go to iTunes and search podcasts for Create Your Reality and subscribe now.